The Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 359.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a motivational speaker for mental health awareness, and I'm just really excited to have her on today and share her story with us on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Emily Wu Trong. Emily, how are you doing? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Oh, I'm doing good. Thanks so much, Sheena, for having me on your show. It's an honor. So a little bit about myself is that I've been doing mental health advocacy for almost 4 years now, and a lot of it is because I want people to address mental health, their own personal mental health. Because life changes when you look inwards, and you know, because there's a lot of things that can bother us in our everyday lives. But when, you know, Gandhi was one of my role models, so was Martin Luther King Jr. and Michael Jackson as well. And you know, they said they encourage people to be the change you want to see in the world. And so when I got to a place of knowing that I needed to change myself, the world just shifted, and I started to not blame so much others about what was wrong with the world, but to understand who I was and who I am, and in seeing and realizing that mental health is also about seeing the differences between our strengths and weaknesses, and seeing that our weaknesses are self-actualization step, grow into the stronger person we were meant to become. So those are some of the things I talk about in my own motivational speaking gigs.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Emily, what's your cultural background?
I am Taiwanese-American. My mother taught me to, you know, say you're proud Taiwanese, and I think through her I learned about civic engagement through her love for her birth country, Taiwan. It was a really good segue to getting her off my back when she would nag me when I was much younger. But, you know, I was able to learn a lot through about my cultural heritage through my mother. So I'm Taiwanese American.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
One of my many favorite quotes are what Eleanor Roosevelt shared. No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. And I like sharing this quote because so many people don't realize how powerful their mind is to not allow others to make them feel bad about themselves. And so it's easier said than done. But if we remind ourselves that we have the power to not consent, to not allow other people to make us feel bad, or even situations to just ruin the rest of our day, right? So it's easier said than done, but it can be done.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I do believe it is possible. It's kind of just like riding a bike, right? You just have to practice and keep on doing it until you're at a point where you're comfortable with doing it, right? I know at first it's going to feel weird because you're not used to it. Kind of like if it's the first time riding your bike, driving a car, it's the same concept, but the more you do it, the better it gets. So thanks for sharing that quote. And in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
Well, I think that self-confidence is being able to appreciate your strengths, and even knowing your strengths, because when you know you're good at something, it makes you feel good about yourself.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that that definition that you mentioned. And, you know, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I had a lot of low self-esteem. I didn't believe in myself. And I used to tell myself that you're stupid, you're slow, and you're not worthy. Like, I had such a hard time seeing that I had a future ahead of me. I mean, growing up with Asian parents, or just Asian culture that's very traditional, and people will just emphasize more on what are your weaknesses? What are your inabilities? Oh, you can't do that. Why can't you? Why can't you? You know, after college, I moved back home, and my mom, it felt like she said every day, "What are you doing with your life? Why aren't you getting a full-time job or going back to graduate school?" And she said it so often that I internalized it and made it feel like I felt like I was a nobody. I was only somebody if I had that full-time job or that master's. But over time, I was, struggling with trying to figure out what my identity was. And I started to push myself. I did things that made me, like I never imagined I could do before. I participated in a beauty pageant. I was terrible with my public speaking skills. I participated in two advocacy programs in Washington, D.C. to learn about international relations between China, Taiwan, and the U.S., learning how to lobby, meet with politicians, like, whoa. It's like, I went through it, and in a sense, I went through my own training, non-traditional training, and it was not a master's program. It was real life experiences that you can't necessarily get from a graduate program. And so I think for that, I'm really proud of myself because I didn't have like a one consistent mentor who was able to help me through this journey. I found all these opportunities myself to be able to help me learn how to become a more confident person. And knowing that I do have skills, I am smart, I am, like being proud of yourself and for your skills, for your strengths. And so I'm able to pat myself on the back more than I ever did before. So it's a drastic difference, and I'm able to be more proud of myself than I ever was before.
Thanks for sharing that. And, because you were able to do those things, go the like non-traditional route, what's your life been like now?
So I am a motivational speaker. I've done over 100 speaking engagements in my lifetime now, and it's just like, wow, I've already spoken at USC, UCLA, UC Irvine, UC Berkeley, and the younger child inside me would be like, wow, how did you do it? Like, I'm so amazed. Like, and it's just like, it's such a difference than how I was before, but I tell myself I'm, my years of experiencing depression was not for nothing, because without going through it, I would not have discovered my strength to be a public speaker and just put myself out there, because I don't do this to only share my own personal story, but to normalize the conversations on mental health, mental illness, suicide, and to say that, hey, you're not alone in your struggles.
Thanks for sharing that. And Emily, if our listeners wanted to, if they're listening to your episode and they were in a similar journey of self-confidence, what would be that one thing, one tip you would give to them?
I would tell them that this journey that each of us live in on is our own journey, and that we are all works in progress. It's so easy to, want to compare our lives to others, but we can't compare. Each of us is on our own journey, and we have to just believe that our futures are dependent on our belief in ourselves. And even though we sometimes want all the answers right now, it takes time to find the answers to life. So I think it's so important. Another quote I like to share is, accept what is, let go of what was, and have faith in what will be. And so I think it's so important for us to know that everything that we're facing from day to day is shaping us to become the best versions of ourselves, which is reaching our highest potential each and every day.
Thanks for sharing that tip. And, you know, if our listeners wanted to connect with you or get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
So I'm very active on Facebook, and so it would be facebook.com/MLEWU. And if they wanted to hear any of my other speaking engagements and recordings, they can be found there. And I'm also on Instagram and Twitter, Emily W Speaks, SPEAKS. So those are some of the social media places where I can be found. So, yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Emily, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Emily's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Emily for taking the time to share her story and journey with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Not a problem. It was an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Sign up for our free membership site to get more amazing resources for self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.